Oh, gives it off to File, played to the far side. Caleb Waller for three, gets it to fall, and that's how you want to start the half, particularly when you're tied. 10th point of the night for Caleb Waller.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Matt Douglas on that call as we come out of the break. I'm Tim Elkhorn along with Rob Polinski here at Wolfies. Matt Douglas is here as well because Kurt Habermill, he's the guy running Facebook Live right now. We're telling all the coaches you're live on video. We were going to have you wear suits and ties and, you know, get all dressed up since we're on the video tonight. But, you know,
I appreciate it.
Sweats will work.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I've seen how he's dressed on Facebook. This is pretty good compared to what I saw a couple of weeks ago.
It's a great Halloween costume.
The Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Wow. Where did you dig up? We should tell folks, in this Halloween picture of you on Facebook, you're wearing an old-time Vermilion basketball uniform, the short shorts. I think the tank top was about three times too small for you, Kurt. Was that your actual high school uniform?
So the shorts were definitely the shorts that I wore when I played at Vermilion in 91. I couldn't find the top, but we found a top that was pretty close to that. So, yeah.
The socks.
The socks. Where'd you find the socks?
My nephew's a soccer player, and he gave me some soccer socks.
It was a great shot. I mean, I just cracked up. That was fun. That was fun. Well, let's hope you have some fun out on the hardwood this year. You're moving in the Sandusky Bay Conference. Of course, it's already started with the fall sports season, but just your thoughts as you get into winter and basketball-wise with the Sailors being in the SBC.
Yeah, we're really excited. We think it's going to be a great conference as far as competition level, and we think, you know, as far as our people having to travel a distance, it's all within our range of, you know, I think our furthest trip is 50 minutes away, and it's all Route 2. Everything is pretty much on Route 2, so it should be a really good conference for us. But saying that, we're trying to make sure that we also stay in Lorain County a lot. And I think this year we have eight Lorain County games, and
good.
We want to continue to be in Lorain County as much as possible.
Talk a little bit about personnel. Who are some key guys coming back? I know you've got some experience on this basketball team.
We really do. We have our top three scorers back. Joby File led me in scoring last year. He's about 16 points a game. Drew Dawson and Nick Barktel. Captains returning from last year. They were right around 9 points a game. And then we have a couple other kids that got a chance to letter last year and get some experience. And then we also have our sophomore class, which were 22-0 last year as freshmen. So we're going to have anywhere between three and five of those guys playing with us as well. So it's kind of a mixture of experience but also some youth.
Do the new guys, the younger guys, I guess, do they have to get used to the veteran players? Or is it vice versa? How does that process work?
Well, I think what helps is they all play other sports together. So they know each other already. The freshmen that are now sophomores, we actually brought them up for some meaningful minutes last year. So they got to know each other. They practiced with us at different times. So they knew each other a lot. And I give my seniors a lot of credit. They take them in and they make sure, you know, that they know what they're doing and help them a lot.
I was just going to say, how much do you depend on those veterans for the leadership? At some point, you've got to back off, say, hey, you guys, meaning the veterans, you got to show these younger kids how it's done.
Yeah, we rely on them a lot, and we're lucky in Drew Dawson and Joby File, we have three-year lettermen. So they've been around the block. You know, even Nick Barktel is a two-year letterman who played some as a sophomore as well. So, you know, they know what they're doing. They know what to expect. They know what we expect of them, and they do a good job of passing that on to the young kids.
You know, I know you're familiar with Huron. That'll be one of your opponents in the SBC. But when you go into a new league, do you spend a whole offseason trying to get film and see what they've got? Do you just worry about you and figure after the first round? Well, now, how do you approach going into a new league?
Probably a little bit of both. I've never been a guy that teaches plays of other teams or anything like that. I rely on what we do well. But we'll know a lot about the other teams. We had the opportunity to play some of them last year. We played four SBC teams last year during the season, and then we saw a couple more during the summer. So we have an idea of what they're going to bring. And, you know, we bring kind of a unique style, so hopefully that plays well in this new conference.
Coach, in years past, to me, as I talk to other coaches, you're always the team, meaning Vermilion, they don't want to face come tournament time. Now, obviously, now you're in a conference, so you've got a conference championship to shoot for, per se. But is that still your overall thought process to, man, I love the tournaments. I know you and Bob are very close. Bob Walsh, he was always saying tournament time is the greatest 3 weeks of the year. Is that kind of your thought process as well?
Yeah, you know, I might get some people upset with me in Vermilion, but a conference championship is great, but it's never been – the top level for me. There's nothing like getting to a regional. Once you've been there, that's all you really want to get to, and then try to get to that next level of Columbus. And that's something I've always really focused on. A conference championship's great, and we're going to do everything possible to win a conference championship. But me, the end-all, be-all is getting to that regional and giving yourself a chance to get to Columbus.
See, you and I are on the same page. And I've had fans, in a nice way, they don't get mad about it, but they have that conversation with me. And I go, tell me the last 10 conference champions in ex-conference, but I can tell you right now who the last 10 regional teams were in boys basketball. It's just that regional atmosphere.
And you can't compare the atmosphere. You know, you win a conference championship, everybody's all excited and stuff, but you go to a Bowling Green and you have 4,000 people there going crazy. You just can't compare what leads up to that game and then once you get to that game, all the excitement.
So what is it that you're doing in January and February to try to get ready for a tournament run? Because every coach, every team, every program, they want to do what you guys have done. Why do you think you've been successful?
Well, I think, you know, early in the year we tend to struggle. And a lot of that's because we do like to press, we do like to trap, we do like to play a wide open offense. And sometimes it just takes a while to get that going and get good at it. And I think, you know, I give my coaches a lot of credit. Jason Sokol does my offense, and he always has us clicking by the end of the, you know, season and ready for tournaments. And it seems like defensively it takes us a while to get to exactly where we need to be. You know, I told you off air, we're pretty small this year, and we have to be able to do our defense perfectly if we're going to win basketball games, because we have to force turnovers, and then we have to go the other way in a hurry and get, you know, a good shot but also a very quick shot.
I asked Larry Babix this. I'll ask you the same thing. Still a couple of weeks, a few weeks before you tip this thing off for real. So as you get into these scrimmages and obviously several more practices, what are you keeping an eye on? What a couple of question marks about your team.
Well, the first thing I'm keeping an eye on is our conditioning. We have a lot of guys coming from fall sports. And I told them the other day, I said, guys, it's not your fault that you're bent over gasping for air right now. The style that we play and being in basketball condition is totally different from being a conditioned soccer player or a conditioned football player, and it's going to take a while. So we will really monitor our conditioning. Luckily, we think we're deep enough that we don't have to play kids huge minutes this year, so I'm hoping that helps us a lot. We'll also be looking at, we got some guys banged up already. We got 5 guys out right now with injuries from the fall, and we're gradually starting to get them back a little bit. But so we'll monitor that as well, you know, making sure we're healthy going into that first week.
There you go. Well, hey, every year I tell you this, but I'm very sincere. I just love watching your teams play. I love the way you play. I love the way your kids handle themselves on the floor. And even though, as you said, you're not really shooting per se for that SBC conference, I think it'll be exciting for the kids and for the fans that they'll have some familiarity with your opponents now week in and week out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that'll be fun.
And it's nice for the kids to get all conference recognition and things like that. You know, being independent, you don't get a chance to get that.
And I am glad you're keeping that Lorain County flavor on your schedule. That's a good thing too.
Absolutely. I'm best friends with a lot of the coaches in Lorain County, so I never ever want to get away from that.
Until you beat them. Then all of a sudden they're not your best friend
until anymore. They start beating me, and then I don't want to play them anymore.
Hey, man, great to have you out. I know it's a bit of a ride for you, so we appreciate
Thanks
you
for
taking
having
the
us.
Time.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kurt. Kurt Habermill, head basketball coach of the Vermilion Sailors, as he joins us here at Wolfie's. And, Rob, as I said, and you've done a lot of their games over the year, he always has his kids ready to play. He's a top-notch coach. They get after it. And as I mentioned, you talk to any other coach in their division in the tournament, they don't want to play Vermilion come tournament time.
This isn't to put any other coach down, but, you know, we don't care the teams who they win. But I've just said it for years, Kurt Habermill is my favorite boys coach. I love the style he plays. I love how consistent they are.
Yep.
I love they never take a night off. If you beat Vermilion, you've earned
you've
a victory.
Earned it.
Because his kids always, they may not have the most talent, but they're going to play for 32 minutes.
Yep, great point. All right, a quick timeout. We've got one more coach lined up here this hour. I think it's Alan, correct? Alan Januzzi. Oh, boy, fresh off his bicycle. He made it all the way to Wolfie's tonight. He came riding in. It was like the scene out of The Wizard of Oz. We'll talk with Alan Januzzi after this. Stay with us. The head coach of the Falcons is up next on our boys' high school basketball preview. We're live at Wolfie's. It's presented by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford on WEOL and Rob Online.
WEOL.com.